All right. Well, you know what? It's 6 o'clock, right?
Yes.
And we have a quorum, so I think we should just begin. So Nathan, just let me know when you're ready.
Yep, I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, so we'll begin our meeting. Thank you all for coming to our May 19th Traffic Council meeting. We'll start with introductions. I am David Kozis, Transportation Coordinator from Public Works Department. Isaac, can you introduce yourself, please?
Yep. Hello, everyone. My name is Isaac Prezant. I'm the city traffic engineer.
And Mitch?
I'm Mitch Fishman, the citizen's rep.
Captain Boudreau?
Hey, everyone. I'm Jeff Boudreau. I'm the captain for the Traffic Bureau and the Newton Police.
Jeremy?
Jeremy Freudberg, the alternate citizen representative.
And then Nathan?
I'm Nathan Jack Loney. I'm the committee clerk.
Okay, and we're also joined by Councillor Bowman from Ward 6, and Nicole Friedman, Director of Transportation Planning, is now joining the audio. And let me share my screen. Share screen. Okay, everybody sees the screen, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so our first item is TC 3421. It's Councillor Bowman, Danberg, and Noel requesting to change the parking regulations on a portion of Station Avenue to allow for the installation of an in-street blue bike station. And I'll just run through this presentation. I know Nicole's here to add any additional information or answer any questions anyone might have. So this is the location. It's Station Avenue in Newton Highlands. So this red rectangle represents the portion of Station Avenue in the street where the blue bike station would be located. Here's a view. It would be basically where this first vehicle is parked. Here's a schematic that shows the location on Station Avenue. It is 42 feet long by 6 foot wide. It holds 15 bicycles. And so the reason that we wanted to hear this item right away was because we wanted to make sure that it was installed before May 31st, which is the deadline for the grant. We didn't want to risk losing funds for that station. Does require the removal of parking in this case. There is possibly an opportunity to relocate the blue bike station in the future. We can look into that later on. But for now, what the recommendation is to hold this item as a trial so that we don't need to wait the 20 days. If we could hold it, approve the trial, then we could install that blue bike station right away, and we'll put this item back onto a future traffic council meeting to change the TPR permanently. So in the future, we would be removing basically deleting the parking restrictions from Station Avenue, which are not actually correct anyway. We discovered that there's errors in the current regulations. And we would be replacing it with the new regulations, notably number one here, which we would be prohibiting parking on the east side of Walnut Street. On the east side of Station Avenue from Walnut Street to a point 75 feet northerly. Of course, once the station is in place, we would be able to just remeasure that quickly, make sure it's exactly 75 feet. So that is the presentation for this item and the recommendation to hold the item for a trial to put the blue bike station in the street. And Nicole, is there anything that I missed that you wanted to add at this point, or did I get it?
I'll just say, you know, I really wanted to make a big effort to bring bike share to the south side of Newton as early as possible and make sure we build out that network there. And, you know, a key for us for this is to have first mile, last mile access to transit. And in this case, hopefully reduce some of the car trips that would be going to and from the Highlands MBTA station. And anyway, so I'm hopeful that we can do this. We are working with a private developer on a location for Needham Street. And as part of this expansion, we'll also have a station at Beacon and Walnut at the Whole Foods. We should have one at the public library on Homer Street, and one farther up north at Crafts, at Chapel and Chapel in California. I think I'll leave it there unless people have questions.
Okay, great. Thanks, Nicole. And by the way, that bus stop at the Whole Foods on Walnut Street has been relocated. So it's ready to, you know, the space is ready to be used for the Blue Bike Station as soon as they're ready. And we're joined with Councillor Downs.
Hi, sorry, I had the wrong light.
Well, we just finished the presentation for the Blue Bike Station, and we're going to now open it up to see if anybody from the public wants to unmute themselves and make a comment on this before we take a motion. Is there anybody? Okay. Would anyone like to make a motion on this item?
Mitch has a question.
Okay. Mitch, yes.
Yeah. So, Nicole, I have no objection to this, but I was trying to understand, do you see how people drop off people at the station and where they drop off? Do they normally do it along Station Street, or do they normally do it on Walnut? And if they do it on Station Street, maybe it's in the second round after the trial, but maybe the bike location gets moved down further into Station Street if people drop off in that area. But wanted to get your opinion on that.
Nicole, you're muted.
I actually did spend a couple of days last year pre-pandemic just watching the pickup and drop off. At the time, I was looking more at shuttles. But what I found was individuals are all doing their drop offs on Station Avenue, and then the two shuttles were doing the drop off on Walnut Street. The primary reason I chose those first two spots is I felt like you'd often see cars, you know, wait, trying to do a drop off literally at the crosswalk, or, you know, the back of their car is, you know, into the crosswalk. And I felt like we'd sort of get a twofer here where we can make it a little bit safer. And by putting it in the first two spots, we're keeping that crosswalk clear. And we're also making it a little safer for the cars that are turning on Walnut into Station Ave. Because if a car is, you know, parked literally right at the curb cut, it makes for a really awkward turn for the cars that are turning off of Walnut. So it was both safety and, you know, a lot of safety for the pedestrians was the primary reason I did that. Also, it's, you know, in terms of cars pulling in or pulling out, if you put the bike share station sort of in the middle of the whole area, then, you know, one car has to pull in behind it and another would have to sort of back into it. So it's a little bit easier on that. And then the third reason is medium term, my hope is that we can actually turn that intersection and create sort of a bump out in the sidewalk that would both hold that station and provide a little bit, provide for a bit of a narrower crossing for the pedestrian. So lots of reasons why I chose that specific location. I will say one thing though, you know, the MBTA is reconstructing that whole area. And once that's, you know, in that process, we are going to look at them and say, look, are there places that we can relocate it off of the street in some open space if they have any there? So we'll keep after them on that. But that, you know, the minimum for a really easy move with the MBTA is like 6 to 9 months. And given that it's sort of a bit of a, you know, a lot of fencing and stuff, we knew we wouldn't get it for a very long time.
Yeah, thank you very much. I understand that. I like the bump out idea, because I guess my suspicion might be that if the way down into the station by the sidewalk is right there at the corner, which I think it is, you know, there'd be a tendency of somebody to pull on right behind the bikes, and then regardless of whether it's in the stop you know, in the walkway or not, they would do that thinking they'll only be there for a second, but that would be a more of a significant danger if they did that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there is plenty of room also, just we're taking out 75 feet, but you know, we have plenty of room for drop-offs to occur just further down Station Avenue and the other entrance to the station. And I see that we are joined by Barney Heath, our planning director. And so would anyone like to make a motion, or are there any other comments first before we take a motion?
Yes. I have a quick comment. I regulate that station is where I, pre-pandemic, used to pick up my husband if we were heading out afterward. And he wasn't just walking home. And I have to concur with Director Friedman. That is exactly the behavior that you see there. And it would be good not to have cars parked in the crosswalk there. And in fact, a lot of us wait down where the path comes up at the crook of Station Street because it's a little easier.
Thank you, Councilor Downs. Okay, so I don't think that I see any other comments on this. I'm looking for a motion to hold this item for a trial. Would anyone like to make that motion?
I will make that motion.
Okay. So we have a motion made by Councillor Downs to hold this item for a trial, so we don't need to wait the 20 days. And then we will keep this item on our long agenda and add it back for a future meeting. Okay, so Nathan, can you call the roll?
All right, Councillor Downs has motioned to hold TC 3421 for trial. Mr. Kosas?
Aye.
Captain Boudreaux?
Aye.
Mr. Fishman?
Aye.
Mr. Present?
Aye.
And Councillor Downs?
Aye.
All right, the tally is 5-0. The motion carries.
Thank you all. Okay, so let's go on to our second item and our last item of the evening, which is TC 3521, David Kosas, Traffic Council Chair, requesting to add the following parking regulations back into the TPR for Derby Street, which were not included on the April 29th, 2021 Traffic Council meeting in error. Parking prohibited all days south side from Sheridan Street easterly 175 feet and prohibited all days north side from Parmenter Street westerly 175 feet. Note that this item will not make any changes in the field and will fix an omission in the TPR. So we might remember that we heard this item last month. We noticed that the official parking regulations on Derby Street did not match the signage in the field. So I went and remeasured right around the Franklin School, and we voted to update the TPR. But then I noticed later on, or I was informed, that there were a few other parking regulations further down Derby Street that we forgot to include. So all we want to do here is, again, delete the parking prohibitions that we approved at the last meeting and add back these as the official parking regulations. It's everything that we approved last month, but then adding in number 5 and number 6, prohibiting parking from Parmenter Street westerly 175 feet on the north side and prohibiting parking all days from Sheridan Street easterly 175 feet on the south side. So this language is available for us to be able to vote on. We have it in our I think it was emailed last week. It would be TPR number 737, right? Is that right, Nathan? TPR 737, I believe.
Give me 1 second and I'll be able to pull that up.
Okay.
I have my hand raised because I want to mention that Parmenter Street
Is that true?
Okay. Hold on, Jesse. I'll get to you in a moment.
All right. So this would be. TPR 737.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve the language of TPR 737 as written here for TC 3521. And Jesse, did you have a comment?
I was saying that Parmenter Street is actually Parmenter Road in the field.
Let me just check that.
David, I think it is Parmenter Road.
Parmenter Road. That does seem to be the correct. That does seem to be correct. So let me just strike out that we'll make this edit in TPR 737. So all we would be doing is for number 5, striking out the word street for Parmenter Street and changing it to Parmenter Road. So with that, I will make a motion to approve the language as amended, right? Of TPR 737. Are there any other comments before Nathan can call the roll? Okay, Nathan, can you call the roll, please?
Mr. Kosis is motioning to approve TC 35-21 as amended. Mr. Kosis?
Aye.
Mr. Brezant?
Aye.
Captain Boudreau?
Aye.
Councillor Downs?
Aye.
And Mr. Fishman?
Aye.
All right, the tally is 5-0. The motion carries.
All right, and that is our whole meeting. Our next traffic council meeting is going to be on Thursday, June 24th, we believe. So thank you thank you, Nathan, for fitting this in. I knew it was going to be quick, but I'm glad that we were able to handle this one. So thank you all.
No problem. Good night.
Thanks.
Good night.
Thanks. Have a good night.
Thanks.